Okay. In this section, before we conclude this section, before we enter into the next section, we have one more big argument, like how we had in the beginning, that Purupakshis, there'll be people of different views. Shankara has to refute them. That will be coming later on. Athayadite karma vichikitsava dharma vichikitsava syat. So we saw that one. Yadi karma vichikitsava dharma vichikitsava syat. What is the mantra? You have to remember the mantra exactly. Athayadite karma vichikitsava vrt. Mantra starts from there. Athayadite karma vichikitsava. In page number 268, I'm reading the mantra. Athayadite karma vichikitsava vritta vichikitsava syat. Yetatra brahmana samarshinaha yukta ayukta aloksha dharma kamasyu yathate tatra varteran tatha tatra vartetha. Until then, the mantra. Okay, one complete mantra until then. So here, atha, then, yadi, if. Te for you, tava, atha yadi te. Then if, so now Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to comment upon this mantra after having commented upon the dhanam, how one should give. That was mentioned very well. After discussing the discipline of dhanam, now he talks about the discipline, how to, it is about how one should behave in one's life, conduct oneself. Especially when a person has a doubt. that he is going to explain now. What is vichikitsa? Karma vichikitsa. He is explaining here. Atha. Page number 302. Athaivam vartamanasya. Athaivam vartamanasya. Athaivam vartamanasya. For the person who is living in this manner, following the disciplines prescribed above. Okay, atha, then, evam, in this manner, athaivam. Vartamanasya, see, vartamanaha, the person who is vartamanaha. Okay, which means the person who is in this manner, who is living his life in this manner, for him. For him, tasya. Yadi, if, kadachit, sometimes, not always one will not have doubts. Occasionally, sometimes there'll be doubts. Kadachit, okay, sometimes, or kadachit, tava, for you, okay, for you, the who is living this life. Tava vartamanasya tava. Vartamanasya tava, for you who is living the life in this manner, as this is explained here, if you have kadachit sometimes or any time, shraute smarte va karmani. Shraute karmani means in rituals pertaining to the shruti, prescribed in the shruti. Or smarte karmani, va or smarte karmani, in the rituals pertaining to the smarta, smriti. Smarta means smriti sambandha. In rituals or in actions, activities pertaining to shruti or smriti. Shraute karmani, smarte karmani, va karmani, vritteva. First is karmani in action. Then vritta means in conduct, in behavior. Vritta means behavior. Vritte, in behavior. Va, okay? Doubt may be there any of them. If you have doubt in smarte karmani, if you have doubt in rituals pertaining to smriti, shraute karmani, if you have doubt in rituals pertaining to shruti, or vritte, if you have doubts in behavior, in terms of how one should behave, vritte. Va, achara lakshane, vrittam, conduct also. Vrittam and acharaha, they both mean the same, but so we have to change two words are there. Vritte, in conduct. Va or achara lakshane. Achara lakshanam means the way one should behave. Okay? Acharanam, the way one should conduct oneself. Both almost the same. So, vritte or achara lakshane. In behavior, vichikitsa. Vichikitsa means what? Samshayaha. Shankar writes the meaning samshayaha. Vichikitsa is equal to samshayaha. Yadi doubt. Syat. Syat means bhavet. If there is a doubt, you can say syat and bhavet as asti. If there is a doubt, the doubt may happen. If you may get doubt, in case if you happen to get a doubt in shauta karma, smarta karma, or in behavior or in conduct, vritte va achara lakshane, smarte karmane, shaute karmane va kadachit, sometime or any time, tava vichikitsa samshayaha bhavet, yadi bhavet. If you happen to get doubt, then what you should do? He says next, ye means those people, who are the people, tatra, in such a situation, the people, those who are in such situation are ye janaha, I'm adding ye janaha, those people who are, tatra means not there, who are in such situation. How tasmin deshe, in that given particular tasmin deshe, anda kalatla, anda nerthla, anda samayatla, tasmin deshe, in that particular time, in the particular place, tasmin kale, tasmin, in the given particular space, place, particular time. Okay, because how one should behave in a given situation, in the given time, given place, Desh, tasmin kale deshe. Okay, that situation. Va brahmanaha. So, ye brahmanaha. Those people who are there in that situation, that time, that place, brahmanaha, tatra, karmado yuktaha. The people, those who are brahmanaha, and who are karmadav yuktaha, who are experienced in their such activities, in those relative, respective shrauta karma, shraute karmani or smarte karmani, those who have expertise, who are experienced, karmadav yuktaha, iti, vyavahitena sambandaha. So Shankaracharya says, Vyavahitena sambandha means they must be connected. The word brahmanaha yuktaha karmada yuktaha iti, we have to connect that to get the meaning. Vyavahitena sambandha. Sambandha, connection. The connection, connection of the word yuktaha with karma. Vyavahitena shabdena sambandha kartavya. Vyavahita means the word which is not very close, which is far away. Vyavahitaha Shabdaha means the word which is different and far, that word must be connected with karma. So yes, Brahmanaha Karmada Yuktaha Iti Vyavahitena Sambandaha. Means you have to bring that word here. Yuktaha should be brought to the word karma. Karmado yuktaha. People who are connected. The word should be connected here. People who are experienced in that such karma. And who are they? Sammarshinaha. So ye tatra brahmanaha. Karmado yuktaha. So those brahmanas who are involved in such activities in that time, in that situation, in that place, those brahmanas who are involved in such activities are smrata karma, shauta karma, who are of the expertise, who are also experienced, those people. Okay, now, sammarshinaha. Sammarshinaha. Now he is explaining the word sammarshinaha. Sammarshin is the nakaranta pullinga shabdaha. Sammarshinaha, plural word. Vicharakshamaha. Sammarshinaha means vicharakshamaha. First we saw brahmanaha. Now those brahmanaha who are vicharakshamaha. Vicharam kartum kshamavantaha means what? Those who are capable of thoroughly analyzing. Vicharakshamaha means those who are capable of thoroughly analyzing. Vicharam kartum kshamavantaha. See, kshama means those who are capable. Vicharam kartum kshamavantaha. Vicharakshamaha, those who are capable of analyzing thoroughly. Then he says, yuktaha abhiyuktaha karmani vritteva. So those who are yuktaha, those people who are involved in yuktaha abhyuktaha karmani vritteva, those who are involved in activities, rituals or
Swamiji, can I ask you vyavahitena sambandha?
Yeah, I told you already. Vyavahitaha shabdaha means a word which is distant, which is far. Okay, a different word. If it is not very close, it is somewhere there in the sentence, you have to bring that. Vyavahita shabda means the word which is different, which is distant. The distant word should be brought close. The connection must be made. Sambandaha kartavyaha. Connection must be made with the word. Which word? Yuktaha. Which is far. Vyavahitena sambandaha. Vyavahitena shabdena sambandaha. See, vyavahita shabdaha means the word which is not close, which is away, which is apart. With that shabda, connection must be made. Which connection? The word karma. Karmado yuktaha iti. We have to bring that word here with the karma. So brahmanaha who are involved, engaged in such activities. Who are they? Sammarshinaha. Who are capable of inquiring thoroughly. Again he says, yuktaha abhyuktaha karmani vritteva. Those who are, see this one Shankaracharya writes together. So yuktaha abhyuktaha karmani vritteva. Those who are involved in performance of actions, rituals, or those who are involved in also so in deciding the social conduct. Mean those are involved in arranging conventions for social conduct. Yuktaha, Abhyuktaha, you should take as together as what? Those people who are involved. Involved people. Yuktaha. Sambandha Pattavarhal. We say that. Yuktaha, Abhyuktaha, people who are involved, associated or engaged. Engaged in what? Engaged in performing rituals or why or arranging a convention for conduct. Okay, those people. We'll see that separately every word, then we'll get the whole meaning together. Then he moves on to ayuktaha. You see, there's no full sentence. We have to get the complete meaning afterwards. Now he means what are all the words given there. See, ayuktaha. Ayuktaha, he says aparayuktaha. Apara prayuktaha. Apara prayuktaha. Ayuktaha you do not know. Apara prayuktaha also you will not know. What's the meaning of apara prayuktaha? See, people who are dependent on others' help for any discussion. People who they are informed themselves. People who are informed themselves, who are knowledgeable themselves, who are intelligent themselves, who are informed enough themselves, therefore who are not dependent on others' help or others, those who need not consult others for their guidance. Those who need not consult others for their guidance. Okay. And who people like local politicians who can be easily influenced by giving money, etc. So, apara prayuktaha means so, such a very, very pregnant word that is. So, those people who are non-influenceable, okay, who cannot be influenced, people who cannot be influenced by anything, people who cannot be influenced, at the same time, who are informed enough that they do not require others' help or guidance. Such people are ayuktaha. Shankara's meaning is apara prayuktaha. Next, word alukshaha. Let us understand every word first. Then we can go for the complete meaning. Then alukshaha. Alukshaha, the lu is replaced by ru. Arukshaha. Arukshaha means what? Akrura matayaha. See, this is all very important to listen to every word here. This is teaching, proper teaching. And people get tired of listening to Sanskrit and then shut and go. In fact, apara akrura matayaha. Alukshaha means arukshaha. Arukshaha means akrura matayaha. See, kruram, krura matihi yasya, sa krura matihi, cruel minded. Akrura matayaha, uncruel minded. People who are not cruel minded. Akrura matihi singular, akrura matayaha plural. Okay, akrura matihi, krura matihi yasya na, saha akrura matihi, akrura matayaha, those people who are not cruel minded. Okay, akrura matayaha, why there akrura matayaha? Because dharma kamaha, people. Dharma kamaha means what? He says adrishtarthinaha. Beautiful. Akamahataha. Two meanings he gives. Shankaracharya gives two meanings. One meaning is adrishtarthinaha. Another meaning is akamahataha. Two words are there. Two meanings. Who are the dharma kamaha? See, dharmam ye kamayante se dharma kamaha. Ye dharmam kamayante te dharma kamaha. People who like dharma, who follow dharma, who are committed to live a life of dharma, they are dharma kamaha. People who are committed to live a life of values, they are dharma kamaha. They like dharma. Okay, who are they? Adrishtarthinaha. Adrishtam punyam ye arthayante. Yaihi arthyate. Adrishtam punyam yaihi arthyate. Te adrishtarthinaha. Adrishtarthi is a nakaranta pullinga shabda. The one who wants adrishtam punyam. The one who wants adrishtam punyam is called adrishtarthi. Like mokshaarthi is the one who wants moksha. One who is desirous of moksha is mokshaarthi. One who wants in pleasure is a kamarthi. One who wants money is arthaarthi. One who wants dharma is dharmaarthi. Like that here, adrishtarthi. One who wants knowledge is vidyarthi. Vidya arthyate yena saha vidyarthi. Sukharthi, one who wants sukham is sukharthi. Sukham arthyate yena saha sukharthi. Here, adrishtarthi. Nakarant pullinga shabdaha, singular word, adrishtarthi. The one who wants, one who seeks, one who pursues adrishtam punyam. In plural word, adrishtarthinaha. Adrishtarthinaha means those people who want punyam. They're called adrishtarthina. Future punyam they want. Therefore, they do not want to do anything wrong. Therefore, they like dharma. They are strictly committed to follow dharma. They like dharma because they don't want papam. They only want adrishtam punyam. Therefore, they do not do anything wrong. Therefore, they are akrura matayaha. Not they are non-cruel, uncruel minded people. So the adrishtarthinaha, not only that, akama hataha is a beautiful word. Shankaracharya's mantra Upanishad is using later on, and we are going to see later on. See, kamaihi na hataha ye te akama hataha. Those who are not afflicted by desires, those who are not afflicted, those who are not affected, those who are not disturbed by desires, those who have mastery over their desires, those who are capable of managing their desires, because of their commitment to dharma, seeking punyam, they are called akama hataha. Beautiful word. Kamaihi na hataha. Those who are not killed, destroyed, afflicted, affected, disturbed, chased by the desires, they are called akamahataha. Kamena na hataha, kamaihi na hataha, akamahataha. Beautiful word. So, dharma kamaha. They are committed to dharma, they like dharma, because they seek punyam. They are seekers of punyam. The seekers of punyam, therefore, they are also not, they have mastery over the desires. They are not afflicted by desires. Okay. Ityetat sar etat syuhu bhaveyuhu. Now it yet means just he says iti tas etat syuhu means bhaveyuhu. There may be people. Now the instruction is given by the Upanishad. There syuhu means there may be. Bhaveyuhu, there may be. So it is there will be people. Who are the people? Who are involved, who are engaged, who are associated with the performance of rituals, and who are also involved in arranging convention for conduct, etc. And those people who are informed themselves, who are not dependent on others' guidance or help, so who cannot be influenced by anybody, and who are not cruel-minded, who are committed to dharma because they are interested in punyam. Therefore, they are not, because they are committed to dharma values, they are not afflicted by desires. Such people will be there. Okay. So what? Those people, yatha, how, yena prakarena, in which manner, yena prakarena, in which manner, yena prakarena, yenda murayil, in whichever manner, in whatever manner, yatha is equal to yena prakarena, in whichever manner, te brahmanaha, those brahmanas, tatra, in that situation, tatra means what? That situation, tasmin karmani, in that in performing, in particular ritual, or vritte, in a given situation, the behavior in a given situation, vritteva, varteran, vartante, how they are, in which manner, whatever manner they are, those brahmanas, in such ritual, in performing such a ritual, in a given situation of behavior, how they are, tatha, in the same way, tvam api, you also, vartetaha, may you also be, how they are, அந்த சூழ்நிலையிலே, அந்த செயலிலே, அந்த நடத்தையிலே, அந்த சம்பந்தத்திலே அவர்கள் எப்படி இருக்கிறார்களோ, நடந்து கொள்கிறார்களோ, அப்படி நீயும் நடந்து கொள்வாயாக. தத்தாத்வம் வர்த்தேதாக, மே யூ ஆல்சோ துவமப்பி வர்த்தேதாக. சச்சின் ஆர் யூ ஃபாலோயிங்? துவமப்பி வர்த்தேதாக, மே யூ ஆல்சோ பி லைக் தம், மே யூ ஆல்சோ ஃபாலோ லைக் தட், follow like them, follow them, may you also be like them, how they are, so may you be, may you be how they are. So how they perform rituals in such a situation, how they behave in that situation, see them in the same way, may you also be. Which means any doubt comes, always you must follow only those people. Who are the people? Okay, ayuktaha, yuktaha, alukshaha, akruramataha, dharma kamaha, adrishtartinaha, akamahataha. So different meanings are given for same words. How they are, may you be in the same way. So now you have to get the whole thing. I'll tell you my own sentence, Sanskrit sentence, and you'll understand. Yadi te karmani, saute karmani, smarte karmani, vritteva, yadi vichikitsa asti, bhavati, vichikitsa asti, samsheha asti, tarhi, yatha, yuktaha, ayuktaha, alukshaha, dharmakamaha, syuhu, yatha santi, tatha, tvamapi bhava. In the same way, you also be there. Is it clear? My sentence is simple sentence. Yatha te acharanti tatha tvamapi achara. How they behave, may you also behave in the same way. A beautiful explanation here. It's not a complete sentence. He takes every word and he explains. ஏ தத்தே யதா ஏன பிரகாரேன பிராமணாஹ. See, for every word there's a meaning. He leaves some words which do not refer any meaning. தே, he leaves. தத்தா, he leaves. Now, யதா, he writes, ஏன பிரகாரேன பிராமணாஹ தத்ர. தத்ர means, in that situation, தஸ்மின் கர்மணி விருத்தே வா வர்த்தேரன், யதா வர்த்தேரன் ததா துவமப்பி வர்த்தேதாஹ. தே யதா வர்த்தேரன், தே யதா வர்த்தந்தே, தே யதா சந்தி, ததா த்வமபி பவ. இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? ஓகே. ஹோம்வொர்க் 304, 305. அத யதி தே கர்ம விசிகித்ஸா வா வ்ருத் afterwards next mantra begins. அத்தாபியாக்யாதேஷு, having said that, same line is going to be repeated. Listen. அத்தாபியாக்யாதேஷு ஏதத்ர ப்ராஹ்மணா சம்மர்ஷினஹ யுக்தா ஆயுக்தாஹ அலோக்ஷா தர்மகாமாஸ்யுஹ யதா தே தேஷு வர்த்தேரன் ததா தேஷு வர்த்தேதாஹ. Until then, one mantra. Okay? Again, same advice is given. You must follow those people, Brahmanaha, Samarishinaha, Yuktaha. So, I'll tell you, what is the situation? I'll tell you. Yetatra Brahmanaha Santi, those people who are Brahmanaha, who are then Samarishinaha. Samarishinaha means, already you have seen, Vicharakshamaha. Those who are thoroughly capable of analyzing the Shastram. Thereby, those who know what is right, what is appropriate, what is inappropriate. Then Yuktaha, those who are of the expertise involved in such activities. Okay. Then Ayuktaha, those who are independently functional, who are not dependent on others' help, guidance. Alukshaha, those who are not cruel minded, and those who are committed to dharma, those who are keen to earn punyam. Therefore, those who do not do anything, those who are not afflicted by desires, such people, yatha te teshu vartiran, how they behave with them, how they are with those people, tatha, in the same way, தொம் அப்படி வர்த்தேதாக, மே யூ ஆல்சோ பி வித் தம் இன் சேம் வே. ஓகே, திஸ் அட்வைஸ் இஸ் ஃபார் ஹூம், வென் அத அபியாக்யாதேஷு. நெக்ஸ்ட் கம்ஸ் அத, தென் அத்தாபியாக்யாதேஷு. ஹியர் அபியாக்யாதேஷு இஸ் த வேர்ட். நவ் வாட் ஹி சேஸ், மந்த்ரா சேஸ், அபியாக்யாதேஷு யதி விசிகித்ஸா அஸ்தி. இஃப் யூ ஹவ் எனி டவுட் ரிகார்டிங் தீஸ் பீப்புள், விச் பீப்புள் அபியாக்யாதாக, ஓகே, வாட் இஸ் தோட் அபியாக்யாதா மீன்? சி, அபியாக்யாதா, அபி இஸ் அ ப்ரிஃபிக்ஸ், ஆ இஸ் அ ப்ரிஃபிக்ஸ், க்யாதா இஸ் அ பார்ட்டிசிபிள். யூ கெட் அபியாக்யாதாக. Abhyakyataha means people who are associated with some wrong action. Abhyakyataha manushyaha means people who is associated with some wrong action or who is doubted to be a wicked person or who is accused of some wrong action, who is accused of wrong action but not 100%. Therefore, that abhyakyataha is the person who is doubtfully associated with, identified with, accused of some wrong action is called Abhyakyataha. தவறு செய்யப்பட்டிருக்கலாம் என கருதப்படுகின்றவன், தவறு செய்யப்பட்டவனாக கருத செய்யப்பட்டிருக்கலாம், தவறு செய்யப்பட்டிருக்கலாம் என்று கருதப்படுகின்றவன். அபியாக்யாதா, the one who is doubtfully accused of wrong action, improper behavior, doubtfully associated with some improper behavior or wrong action is called Abhyakyataha. Am I fast? Okay. Now, Abhyakyataha, plural. Abhyakyateshu means with reference to those people. Abhyakyateshu, possessive plural. Abhyakyateshu. So with reference to those people who are doubtfully associated with the wrong action or improper behavior, or who are doubtfully accused of wrong action, with those people, with reference to those people, if any doubt comes, what doubt, whether I should associate myself with such people or not, should I keep away from such people, such doubt comes, what you should do, he says that the same advice is given. You see these people, Brahmanaha, Yuktaha, Ayuktaha, Alukshaha, Dharmakamaha. See those people, how those elders behave with them, treat them. Tat yatha teshu varteran, with reference to those people, how these wise people behave, see them in the same way, may you also be with them. How the wise people treat these such abhyuktaha people, in the same way you also behave. Okay.
Swamiji,
the elders follow them. Yes.
What is the word doubtfully equal to doubtfully? Where is
No. See, abhyakyataha itself means, see, kyataha means well known.
Okay.
Okay. Abhikyataha also well known. Akhyataha also well known. Abhi, when you add that abhi prefix itself implies abhyakyataha means one who is well known for his wrong action.
Okay.
But here we don't say definitely has done wrong action. So that abhi itself implies, abhyakyataha itself tells you the person who is associated, doubtfully associated with the wrong action. Which means we are not 100% sure whether the person has done something wrong or not. But people do doubt him. Okay. So without knowing properly, we cannot say definitely he did something wrong. We cannot leave him also, he has not done something wrong. But he is doubted to be a wrongdoer. Then whether he is, even if he is a wrongdoer, so what? How should I behave with him? Advice is given. You see elders, how they behave with these wrongdoers, how they treat them, in the same way you also do. Just follow the footprints of elders. Is it clear?
No, I was just wondering.
The whole world, nobody is guidance like this.
No, if I wanted to just say people associated with wrong action, without the word doubtfully, how would I do it?
No, the abhi itself implies doubtfully only.
Okay.
Because abhyakyataha itself, Shastram, because Tikakara writes that. Therefore, we have to take it that way.
Okay. Okay, Swami.
See, we do not interpret the mantra.
Thank you, Swami.
Yeah. Okay, see, how do I know? Shankara Bhagavatpada writes the commentary. Wait. Now, let's go to the next row. Page number 308. Please, page number 308. Atha Abhyakyateshu. Shankaracharya is commenting upon the word Abhyakyateshu in page number 308. What does he write? Abhyakyataha. Listen. Abhyakyataha. அவ்யாக்யாத்தஹ சிங்குலர், அவ்யாக்யாத்தஹ ப்ளூரல். சி அப்யுக்தஹ தோஷேன, அப்யுக்தஹ தோஷேன, தோஸ் ஹூ அசோசியேட்டட் வித் சம்திங் ராங். பட் ஹவ், கீதிருஷேன தோஷேன, சந்திஹ்யமானேன, சந்திஹ்யமானேன விச் இஸ் பீங் டவுட்டட். சந்திஹ்யமான, சந்திஹ்யதே இஸ் டவுட்டட், சந்திஹ்யமான இஸ் பீங் டவுட்டட். சந்திஹ்யமானேன தோஷேன அப்யுக்தாஹ மீன் வாட், சம்யோஜிதாஹ கேனசித், ஓகே, பை சம்வன், கேனசித் பை சம்வன், தேர் ஆர் சம் பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் அசோசியேட்டட் கனெக்டட் வித் சம் ராங் ஆக்ஷன், தோஸ் ஹூ ஆர் பீயிங் டவுட்டட், தோஸ் ஆர் ஓகே associated with wrong action which is being doubted, that some people who are also connected with some wrong action which is being doubted, sandehikkapadugindra thavarod sambandhapattavargal. So abhyakya abhyuktah means sanyojitah, connected, associated with what? Doshena, with something wrong. Which wrong? Which is being doubted. Sandihyamanena doshena sanyojitah abhyakhyatah teshu, okay, with reference to those people, what should you do? தேஷு ச, அவர்களிடத்தில் எப்படி நடந்து கொள்ள வேண்டும்? தேஷு யதோக்தம் சர்வம் உபநயேத், யதோக்தம் சர்வம் உபநயேத், மே யூ பிரிங் ஆல் தட் விச் ஹஸ் பீன் செட் பிஃபோர். யதோக்தம் ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் செட் பிஃபோர், சர்வம் எவ்ரி திங் உபநயேத், நவ் பிரிங் டுகெதர், மீன்ஸ் பிரிங் த சேம் மீனிங் டுகெதர். ஏ தத்ர இத்தியாதி சமானம், ஏ தத்ர ஹி கோட்ஸ் இத்தியாதி எக்ஸெட்ரா சமானம் த சேம். ஹி டஸ் நாட் வாண்ட் டு வேஸ்ட் அவர் டைம் அண்ட் ஹீஸ் டைம் பை ரிப்பீட்டிங் டிரான்ஸ்லேட்டிங் த சேம் திங். இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? பியூட்டிஃபுல். அப்யாக்யாத்தாக, யூ மஸ்ட் நோ த கரெக்ட் டெபினிஷன். தோஷேன சந்தேகம், you can get right like this, சந்தேகமானேன தோஷேன அப்யுக்தாஹ சயோஜிதாஹ கேனசித், ஹூ? பை சம்வன், பை சம்வன் தே ஆர் கனெக்டட், தே ஆர் அசோசியேட்டட் வித் சம் ராங் ஆக்ஷன் விச் இஸ் பீங் டவுட்டட். தென் வித் ரெஃபரன்ஸ் டு தம், வித் தம் வென் யூ ஹேவ் டு பிஹேவ் வித் தம், ஹவு ஷுட் ஐ பிஹேவ்? டு கீப் அவே ஃப்ரம் தம், டு ஏலியனேட் தம், அசோசியேட் மை செல்ஃப் வித் தம், வாட் ஷுட் ஐ டூ? See elders, how they treat them, how they behave with them, you also behave in such a way. Why? Now we understand why Shruti is called Mata. She teaching everything, how you should behave. Because society means you have to maintain relationship. You can't afford to alienate anybody. At the same time, you can't get into trouble also. You must be very prudent. So how, what should you do? Amazing. Shruti Mata means Mata. I just love it. The way they teaches. They teach. Okay. Is it clear? Sachin, are you okay?
Yeah, should we take Sandehyamana as doubtful action or doubt as in whether the person has done the action?
Huh?
Should we take Sandehyamana as doubt in relation to...
Sandehyamana is doshaha.
Dosha.
Because the same case, sandihyamanena doshena, third case. It is not the person. You must see, it's adjective of what? Doshena. See the same, same lingam, same gender, same number. Sandihyamanena doshena, the doubt which is, the wrong action which is being doubted. So doubtful action. So, see, Swamiji does not translate exactly. He just gives a bhavartha. If there are people who are accused of some doubtful wrong action, you should relate with them in the same manner as told before. The meaning of ye tatra, etc., the same. Is it clear? Okay. See, this is a wonderful book. You cannot find Upanishad translation and explanation like this in any other book. People translate literally and you can't find really get the heart of the teaching. Next. See, you must write every word separate. Abhyakyataha means what? Alukshaha means what? Samarshinaha means what? Every word you must have correct understanding. You must know every word correctly. Okay. Maybe hereafter we can do one thing. I can do the Bhashyam, I can explain. Then in the class itself, we can read the page also. Okay, one of you can read. So, you can ask Arnaji to read. One of you can read also. Then, so that you can, any doubts, you can clarify it here itself. Okay, next. Yesha, 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 Adeshaha. Yesha upade, Yesha adeshaha, Yesha adeshaha. Siddhi mantra, Yesha adeshaha, Yesha upadeshaha, Yesha vedopanishat, Yetadanushasanam, Yevamupasitavyam, Yevamuchaitadupasyam. Okay. Next. Esha Adeshaha is commenting upon that word. Esha Adeshaha. Page number 309. Esha Adeshaha Vidhihi. We'll do from second chapter. We'll do that. Now we'll let me do this way. Okay. Esha Adeshaha. See, the Visarga is dropped because it is followed by a long vowel A. Otherwise, for the meaning, you must write Eshaha Adeshaha. This is Eshaha, this is. Why are you using Eshaha, masculine pronoun? Because Adeshaha is a masculine gender word. Adeshaha means what? Vidhihi. This is Eshaha Adeshaha. I mean, this is the order. Correct translation is this is the order. This is the rule. This is the vidhihi, vidhihi, niyamaha. This is the compulsion, compulsory rule. This is the rule, this is the order, this is the compulsory instruction. Yeshaha adeshaha, idu kattalai. Correct what I found, kattalai. This is, Krishnaji, don't worry, okay? This is, is only for Tamil people. Okay. Eshaha Adeshaha Vidhihi. This is the order, instruction. Eshaha Upadeshaha. See, Upadeshaha, literal, correct meaning is teaching. Teaching is always said to be advice. Okay. So, Eshaha Upadeshaha. This is the advice, this is the teaching. Teaching of whom? Putra dibhyaha pitradinam. Beautiful. This is the teaching. This is the advice of fathers. People like fathers. Look at this. Not pita means father. Pitru adinam. Tantahappan mudalyavarkaludaya. This is the teaching. This is the order. This is the instruction. This is the compulsory instruction. This is the upadesha. This is the teaching of. This is the teaching of people like fathers or father and other elders. Father and so on. Okay, father, etc. this is the teaching of father, etc., to the sons, etc. This is the teaching, advice of elders like father, or father's advice to one's own son. So, putradinam, தகப்பன் முதலியவர்களால் மகன் முதலியவர்களுக்கு கொடுக்கப்படுகின்ற ஒரு அறிவுரை. ஏஷக உபதேசக புத்ரா பித்ராதீனாம், you can simply say பித்ருணாம் உபதேசக, புத்ரானா பித்ருணாம், புத்ராதி புத்ரேபியஹ உபதேசக, it could have been said பித்ருணாம் புத்ரேபியஹ உபதேசக. This is the teaching of fathers to their sons, instead of saying to father, instead of teaching of fathers to their sons, the teaching of father, etc., to sons, etc. Okay. Yesha Vedopanishad. Yesha, this is the Upanishad. Upanishad is a Strilinga Shabda. Therefore, Esha Upanishad, Vedo Upanishad, this is the Upanishad, this is the knowledge of the Veda, and this is the secret of Veda, Vedasya Rahasyam, Vedasya Upanishad, this is the Vedasya Upanishad, means this is the knowledge of Veda. This is the content of the Veda, this is the secret of Veda, and is the meaning of the Veda. Iti etat is a word used to say the ending of the teaching in the sentence here. Iti etat, you quite often come across the expression, iti etat, enbadu idu. It's an expression to show the ending of the sentence. Vedartha ityetat is the meaning of the Veda. So, yeshaha adeshaha means this is the compulsory instruction. This is the order. Yeshaha upadeshaha, this is the teaching. Who's teaching for whom? The teaching of elders like fathers to their youngsters like sons. Yesha Vedasya Upanishad, this is the content of the Veda. Veda Rahasyam, this is the secret of Veda. This is the meaning of the Veda. Vedartha Vedasya Artha, Vedasya Rahasyam, Vedasya Upanishad. Yesha. Next. ஏதது அனுசாசனம், பேஜ் நம்பர் 310. ஆர் யூ ஆல் வித் மீ? கேன் யூ ப்ரொசீட் சச்சின், கேன் யூ ப்ரொசீட்? ஓகே, பேஜ் நம்பர் 310, ஆர் யூ ஃபாலோயிங்? ஓகே. ஏதது அனுசாசனம், ஈஸ்வர வச்சனம். சி, ஏதது அனுசாசனம், ஏதது அனுசாசனம் மீன்ஸ், see when you say அனுசாசனம், I told you already, அனுசாசனம் means government. But here, this is an governing instruction. Here it means instruction, governing instruction. Instruction of governance. One word, I had to say so much. ஏதது அனுசாசனம். Why is instruction of governance? Means it should be strictly followed. You should be obeyed. You should be disobeyed. Why? It is an Ishvara Vachanam. Anushasana means the words of Ishvara, Ishvarasya Vachanam. This teaching is the words of Ishvara, the word of the Lord. So, word of the Lord. This teaching, which is a compulsory instruction, is the word of the Lord. So what? There's no way of disobeying at all. You have to just obey. ஆதேஷவாச்சிய விதேருக்தத்வாத் ஏஷ ஆதேஷா வி சதட். சோ ஆதேஷ வாச்சிய விதேகே உக்தத்வாத். லெட் மீ டெல் யூ வாட் இட் இஸ். ஆதேஷா இஸ் அ வேர்ட், ஓகே, விச் மீன்ஸ் கமாண்ட்மெண்ட், ஆர்டர். நவ் வாச்சியம், ஆதேச வாச்சியம் மீன்ஸ் மீனிங் ஆஃப் த வேர்ட் ஆதேஷ இஸ் ஆதேச வாச்சியம். சி ஆதேச வாச்சியம் சப்தா மீன்ஸ் வேர்ட் அண்ட் வாச்சிய சப்த வாச்சியம் மீன்ஸ் மீனிங் ஆஃப் த வேர்ட். ஆதேஷா இஸ் தி சப்த அண்ட் சப்த வாச்சியம் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் த வேர்ட் ஆதேஷா இஸ் வாட் விதிஹி. The meaning of the word vidhi, meaning of the word adesha is vidhi. Vidhi means order, kattalai, commandment. Videhe uktatvat means what? Already it has been mentioned. The meaning of the word adesha being vidhi has already been uktam, mentioned. Therefore, Muktatvat, fifth case, therefore, the meaning of the word Adesha being Vidhi has been already mentioned, Uktam. Therefore, Uktatvat, therefore, Adanal. Sarveshamva Pramana Bhutanam Anushasanam Etat. Sarveshamva Pramana Bhutanam Anushasanam Etat. சோ ஏதத்து அனுசாசனம், ஏதத் அனுசாசனம், திஸ் இஸ் தி why do you say it's a command, why do you say it is an order, give meaning is given. ஏதத் அனுஷ் ஏதத் அனுசாசனம் பிரமாண பூதானாம் அனுசாசனம் சர்வேஷாம் பிரமாண பூதானாம். See, pramanam means means of knowledge. So sarvesham pramananam pramanabhutam. Pramanam means a means of knowledge. Pramanabhutam means essence of the means of knowledge. So sarvesham pramananam பிரமாணபூதானாம் அனுசாசனம் ஏதது. மீன்ஸ் திஸ் இஸ் தி ஆர்டர் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி ஸ்கிரிப்சுரல் லிட்ரேச்சர் விச் சர்வ் ஆஸ் மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் மச். பிளீஸ் மேக் இட் அ பாயிண்ட். சர்வேஷாம் பிரமாணபூதானாம் அனுசாசனம் ஏதது. This is an order, etad anushasanam, this is an order of all, sarvesham, all this scriptural literature, which are the means of knowledge. It is the essence, we don't say essence, this is the instruction of all the texts which are the pramanams. This is the only teaching, same one and the same teaching of all the means of knowledge. Sarvesham pramana bhutanam. Pramanamaha irikkinra ellavattinudaya ore vidhi idu. So small corrections are there. When the people translated it, when they edited it, they changed some words. So sarvesham pramana bhutanam. ஏதது அனுசாசனம், this instruction is the same of all the pramanas, all the means of knowledge. யஸ்மாத் ஏவம் Tasmadevam. See, Yasmadevam, Tasmadevam, when they come due to this reason. Therefore, Yathoktam Sarvam Upasitavyam Kartavyam. Yathoktam Sarvam Kartavyam Sarvam Upasitavyam. Yathoktam means whatever has been instructed. See, Yasmati Yevam, Yenda Karnathinal Vidam Sollapattado, Tasmati Anda Karnathinal Avidam Ividam. See, due to whatever reason it was instructed, for the same reason, Tasmati Yevam, for the same reason, Yasmati Yevam means what? Due to which reason it was said in this manner, Tasmati, for the same reason, in this manner, Yathoktam, whatever has been said, Sarvam Upasitavyam, Sarvam Yathoktam Upasitavyam, whatever has been said must be followed, Upasitavyam followed, performed, Kartavyam. Is it clear? What are you following? Am I fast? Okay. Evam u, that u comes. Evam u cha etad chaitad upasyam. The mantra. Evam chaitad upasyam. Evam u cha etad. Evam u cha etad. That U, the cha means and, that U is simply added. Na anup etad upasyam evam, in this manner et U cha and etad upasyam, this must be followed, this must be strictly followed. Na anupasyam. Meanwhile, it should not be given up without following. Na anupasyam. It should not be given up without following. It must be followed. It is upasyam. Iti adarartham punarvachanam. So repetition is for emphasis. Adaraha means emphasis, support. Adarartham, for support, for emphasis. Punarvachanam, repeated statement. Punarvachanam, punaha vachanam, repeated statement is for emphasis. Meendum kurudal, kattaya paduthuvadarku, adarartham punarvachanam. So, etadupasyam. See, upasitavyam, upasyam. Make same meaning. Upasitavyam, tavyar pratyaya. Upasyam is a potential passive participle. Both imply what? It should be followed. It should be followed. The teaching should be followed. Why? Because this is the teaching of elders like fathers to youngsters like sons. And etad adeshaha. This is an order, compulsion. It should be followed. Why? It's the words of Bhagavan. Ishvara Vachanam. Shastra teaching is Bhagavan's teaching. We have no choice. We must follow. Okay.
Can you repeat what is the meaning of U in front of Evam? Evam U.
Yeah. U. Indeed. The U has no specific meaning. Sometimes mantras, they add U, Tu, etc. They give, indeed. So, upasyam, upasitavyam mean the same. Why Upanishad is repeating that? Adarartham, for emphasis. Punarvachanam, punaha vachanam, restatement, restating of the same instruction. It should be followed, it should be followed. The restating is for emphasis. If we say, if Shastram says only once, we will not listen. So we must be reminded. Repeat, how many times I should tell you to do it? Every mother has this complaint. You know, every father will have a complaint. I've been telling you so much, you are not listening. You don't listen, never do anything once if I say. I should tell you 100 times. This is the problem, you know. Even our parents do that. They have to tell us 10 times, 2 times, 3 times, 100 times also they have to tell us to make us do. So, Shastram says, Punarvachanam Adarartham. You have no choice, you must follow. Beautiful, isn't it? Okay. Now homework. 311, 312. Okay. Actually, I have different job now. What is it? In page number 312 onwards, a different topic comes. Okay. Now it is not nothing to do with mantra. Mantra teaching for commentary upon the mantras of 11th Anuvaka is over. Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents his own favorite topic of refuting the Karmakanda's views. Okay, he likes this. Shankara always, see, what is moksha? It's a big doubt. Some people have a doubt. Do I really want moksha? What is moksha? And how should I attain moksha? To attain moksha, what should I do? What is the means of attainment of moksha? There's a big doubt. Okay. Shreyas Sadhana Vicharaha. The topic is what? So now with this page number 312, half the page, now almost two-third of the page, you have the meanings for the mantras. So until now, we have seen the Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary on the words of the mantras. Now, we have completed the first book, first volume. Even Sikshavalli is over. In Taittiriya Upanishad, we have 3 chapters. Of them, the first chapter is over. We have completed the first chapter, Sikshavalli, consisting of 11 Anuvakas. We have one more Anuvakaha, which is going to be a Shanti Mantraha. And before, Shanti Mantra forms 2 sections here. For example, first section was Shanti Mantra. Second, concluding section also is going to be, yeah. So, after completing the 11 sections, commentary upon 11 sections, before entering into the second chapter, called Brahmanandavalli, the most important crux text, the crux subject content of this Upanishad, Brahmanandavalli, you have to enter into. Before we enter there, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents his commentary in the form of enquiry. It's called enquiry. Vicharaha enquiry. Enquiry into the Shreyas. Shreyas Sadhana. Shreyas Sadhana Vicharaha. Enquiry into the means of attainment of Mokshaha. Shreyas means Mokshaha. Shreyasaha Sadhana Vicharaha. Sadhanam means Vicharaha Enquiry. Enquiry into the means of attainment of Mokshaha. So, enquiry into the means of attainment of moksha is going to be in the form of enquiry into the nature of moksha. Why? Because what is the means of attainment of moksha? Whether jnanam or karma, or they should be combined. Is karma independently a means of attainment of moksha? Or is jnanam independently a means of attainment of moksha? Or jnana karma samuchyaha, a are synthesis of jnanam and karma is means of attainment of moksha. So what is the means of attainment of moksha is the question here. Because the Purva Mimamsakas are there and then they have their own different views. So people are of different views. So if we have to understand the Upanishad, the Upanishad study itself is for the attainment of jnanam. If karma alone will give us moksha, then why should we bother to understand Brahman at all? Brahma jnanam is unnecessary. We need not study Upanishad. We need not attain Brahma jnanam for moksha. If karma alone is enough, Upanishad, the entire Veda, Jnanakanda itself is not necessary. So, karma alone cannot be the means of moksha. If jnanam alone is the means of moksha, which is correct, then why is karma kanda? Okay, there's a big argument comes. So karma, there's an argument which is going to come. Maybe we can start it from next class. Is it all right? Because a fresh topic. Now, I request you, please all of you go through all the pages of this text. If you have any doubts, please come back and ask me. Next class onwards, I will explain the Sanskrit bit. We can also read in the class so that you will feel, you'll all be able to understand what is being said. If you have any doubts in any page, please feel free to ask me.
Okay? Amin, you can ask a question.
Yeah?
You know, earlier we read Kushalam, the word Kushala. You know, when you're doing pravesha, does that mean, you know, when we've done it in other, in Sanskrit class, does that mean clever as well?
Yeah. See, Kushalaha means it's adjective. But Kushalam literally means wellness. There are two words. Okay, Kushalaha is different from Kushalam.
Mm-hmm.
The word Kushalaha means clever, smart, intelligent. But Kushalam means wellness. Kushalana pramadita. If they are Kushalam.
Okay.
See, I don't know whether people know. In all Indian languages, they use this expression. Those days, if you know, something called inland letter was there. I don't know whether you all know this. Once upon a time, we had postcards and inland letters. Inland letters. Prabhuji may know. You may not know, Sachin. You are, Nisha baby may not know. Inland letter was there. We used to write letters. Okay? It would take 3-4 days to get the letter. Nowadays. Inland letter. He is showing. There, opening letter, we write Kushalam. Kushalam va. We all used to write that. Kshemam nalam visarikirom. This is style of the writing. So, Kushalam means wellness. So, Kushalat bhute, beautiful content mantras there are. Na pramaditavya means definitely one must make all possible efforts to look after one's own physical, emotional health. Kushalana pramaditavyam. Okay, we have completed the whole 11th section. I'm going to start the enquiry, the dry lesson tomorrow, next class. Now let us do the mantra once. I won't read the mantra, chant the mantra. Bedamano chacharyonte vasina manushasti. Vedamano chacharyonte vasina manushasti. Satyam vada. Dharmam chara swadhyaya anma pramadaha swadhyaya anma pramadaha acharyaya priyam dhanamahritya prajatantum ma vyavachetsihi ആചാര്യായ പ്രിയം ധനമാഹൃത്യ പ്രജാതന്തും മാവ്യവച്ഛേത്സീഹി സത്യാന്ന പ്രമദിതവ്യം സത്യാന്ന പ്രമദിതവ്യം ധർമാന്ന പ്രമദിതവ്യം ധർമാന്ന പ്രമദിതവ്യം കുശലാന്ന പ്രമദിതവ്യം കുശലാന്ന പ്രമദിതവ്യം ഭൂത്തേന പ്രമദിതവ്യം ഭൂത്തേന പ്രമദിതവ്യം സ്വാധ്യായ പ്രവചനാഭ്യാം പ്രമദിതവ്യം സ്വാധ്യായ പ്രവചനാഭ്യാം പ്രമദിതവ്യം ദേവപിതൃകാര്യാഭ്യാം പ്രമദിതവ്യം ദേവപിതൃകാര്യാഭ്യാം പ്രമദിതവ്യം മാതൃദേവോ ഭവ പിതൃദേവോ ഭവ ആചാര്യദേവോ ഭവ മാതൃദേവോ ഭവ പിതൃദേവോ ഭവ ആചാര്യദേവോ ഭവ അതിഥിദേവോ ഭവ അതിഥിദേവോ ഭവ യാന്യനവദ്യാനി കർമാണി യാന്യനവദ്യാനി കർമാണി താനി സേവിതവ്യാനി താനി സേവിതവ്യാനി നോ ഇതരാണി നോ ഇതരാണി യാന്യസ്മാകഗ് സുചരിതാനി യാന്യസ്മാകഗ് സുചരിതാനി താനി ത്വയോപാസ്യാനി താനി ത്വയോപാസ്യാനി നോ ഇതരാണി നോ ഇതരാണി ഏകേ ചാസ്മശ്രേയാഗുംസോ ബ്രാഹ്മണാഃ ഏകേ ചാസ്മശ്രേയാഗുംസോ ബ്രാഹ്മണാഃ ട്രൈ ടു റീഡ് ആഫ്റ്റർ മീ ഏകേ ചാസ്മശ്രേയാഗുംസോ ബ്രാഹ്മണാഃ തേഷാം ത്വയാസനേന പ്രശ്വസിതവ്യം തേഷാം ത്വയാസനേന പ്രശ്വസിതവ്യം ശ്രദ്ധയാ ദേയം ശ്രദ്ധയാ ദേയം അശ്രദ്ധയാ ദേയം അശ്രദ്ധയാ ദേയം ശ്രിയാ ദേയം ശ്രിയാ ദേയം ഹ്രിയാ ദേയം ഹ്രിയാ ദേയം ഭിയാ ദേയം ഭിയാ ദേയം സംവിദാ ദേയം സംവിദാ ദേയം അഥയദിതേ കർമ്മ വിചികിത്സാവ വൃത്ത വിചികിത്സാവാ സ്യാത് അഥയദിതേ കർമ്മ വിചികിത്സാവ വൃത്ത വിചികിത്സാവാ സ്യാത് അഥ യദി തേ കർമ്മ വിചികിത്സാവ വൃത്ത വിചികിത്സാവാ സ്യാത് ഏതത്ര ബ്രാഹ്മണാ സമ്മർഷിനഃ ഏതത്ര ബ്രാഹ്മണാ സമ്മർഷിനഃ യുക്ത ആയുക്താഃ യുക്ത ആയുക്താഃ അലോക്ഷാ ധർമ്മകാമാസ്യുഃ അലോക്ഷാ ധർമ്മകാമാസ്യുഃ യഥാ തേ തത്ര വർത്തേരൻ യഥാ തേ തത്ര വർത്തേരൻ തഥാ തത്ര വർത്തേഥാഃ തഥാ തത്ര വർത്തേഥാഃ അഥാഭ്യാഖ്യാതേഷു അഥാഭ്യാഖ്യാതേഷു ಏತತ್ರ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಾಃ ಸಂಮರ್ಷಿಣಃ ಯುಕ್ತಾಃ ಆಯುಕ್ತಾಃ ಅಲೋಕ್ಷಾ ಧರ್ಮ ಕಾಮಾಸ್ಯುಃ ಯಥಾ ತೇ ತತ್ತೇಷು ವರ್ತೇರನ್ ಯಥಾ ತೇ ತೇಷು ವರ್ತೇರನ್ ತಥಾ ತೇಷು ವರ್ತೇಥಾಃ ತಥಾ ತೇಷು ವರ್ತೇಥಾಃ ಯೇಷ ಆದೇಶಃ ಯೇಷ ಉಪದೇಶಃ ಏಷ ಆದೇಶಃ ಯೇಷ ಉಪದೇಶಃ ಯೇಷ ಉಪದೇಶಃ ಯೇಷಾ ವೇದೋಪನಿಷತ್ ಯೇಷಾ ವೇದೋಪನಿಷತ್ ಏತದನುಶಾಸನಂ ಏತದನುಶಾಸನಂ ಏವಮುಪಾಸಿತವ್ಯಂ ಏವಮುಪಾಸಿತವ್ಯಂ ಏವಮುಚೈತದುಪಾಸ್ಯಂ ಏವಮುಚೈತದುಪಾಸ್ಯಂ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ 12th ಅನುವಾಕ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಸಹನಾಭವತು ಬಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಸ್ಲೈಟ್ ಚೇಂಜ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಸ್ಪೆಷಲ್ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ವೇರ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ 2 ಶಾಂತಿ ಪಾಠಸ್ ದಿ ಸಹನಾಭವತು ಇಸ್ ಅ ಶಾಂತಿ ಪಾಠ ಕಾಮನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಯಜುರ್ವೇದ ಎನಿ ಯಜುರ್ವೇದ ಯು ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಯು ಸ್ಟಡಿ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಚಾಂಟ್ ಸಹನಾಭವತು ಬಟ್ ಷಣ್ಣೋ ಮಿತ್ರ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕ್ಲಿ ಫಾರ್ ತೈತ್ರಿಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಓಕೆ ಸೊ ಸಹನಾವತ್ತು ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಶಾಂತಿ ಪಾಠ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ದ ವೆರಿ ಸ್ಪೆಷಲ್ ಶಾಂತಿ ಮಂತ್ರ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಸೀನ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಲೈಟ್ ಚೇಂಜ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ 12th ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ರೀಡ್ ಇಟ್ ನೌ ಷಣ್ಣೋ ಮಿತ್ರ ಶಂವರುಣಃ ಷಣ್ಣೋ ಮಿತ್ರ ಶಂವರುಣಃ ಷಣ್ಣೋ ಭವತ್ವರ್ಯಮ ಷಣ್ಣೋ ಭವತ್ವರ್ಯಮ ಷಣ್ಣ ಇಂದ್ರೋ ಬೃಹಸ್ಪತಿ ಷಣ್ಣ ಇಂದ್ರೋ ಬೃಹಸ್ಪತಿ ಷಣ್ಣೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುರುರುಕ್ರಮ ಷಣ್ಣೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುರುರುಕ್ರಮ ನಮೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ವಾಯೋ ನಮೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ವಾಯೋ ತ್ವಮೇವ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಸಿ ತ್ವಮೇವ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಸಿ ತ್ವಮೇವ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾವಾದಿಶಂ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಚೇಂಜ್ ತ್ವಮೇವ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾವಾದಿಶಂ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಫಾರ್ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಷನ್ ವಿ ಚಾಂಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ನಾ ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಚಾಂಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅ ಶಾಂತಿ ಮಂತ್ರ ರೆಗ್ಯುಲರ್ಲಿ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಫಾರ್ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಲರ್ನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸೇಮ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಚೇಂಜಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ಯೂ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಚೇಂಜ್ಡ್ ತ್ವಾಮೇವ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾವಾದಿಶಂ ಋತಮವಾದಿಶಂ ಸತ್ಯಮವಾದಿಶಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾವಾದಿಶಂ ಋತಮವಾದಿಶಂ ಸತ್ಯಮವಾದಿಶಂ ತನ್ಮಾಮಾವೀತ್ ತದ್ವಕ್ತಾರಮಾವೀತ್ ಆವೀನ್ಮಾಂ ಆವೀನ್ಮಾಂ ಆವಿಇದ್ವಕ್ತಾರಂ ಆವಿಇದ್ವಕ್ತಾರಂ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ ವಿ ಸೀ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಅವಾದಿಶಂ ಐ ಸೆಡ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ವೇರ್ ದ ಟ್ರೂತ್ ಯು ವೇರ್ ಋತಂ ಯು ವೇರ್ ಸತ್ಯಂ ತನ್ ಮಾಂ ಆವೀತ್ And then that you protected me. Bhaktaram avit, you protected the teacher. Means until the 11th section, we did not, nothing, no obstruction, no obstacle came. and we were able to finish this first chapter. Therefore, we were protected. You protected us, protected me, protected the teacher. Maam Aavid, Vaktaram Aavid. The Lord protected us. Maam, again, Aavin Maam. Maam protected me. Aavid Vaktaram. Definitely, Bhagavan protected the teacher and the student. So, Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. First section is over. Now, I have to start that vichara, enquiry into the nature of moksha. Very interesting enquiry, okay? So, which means, enquiry is always, now I have to teach you one thing. When you're studying Bhashyam, what is this enquiry for? Enquiry is for us to have clear, doubt-free understanding. Whether you already have the understanding or not, after this enquiry, you must be convinced that the jnanam is the only means for moksha. Definitely, karma is not the means of attainment of moksha at all. At the same time, what is the role of karma? Okay, this is an important discussion. So, it is for enquiry is always presented for a person to be convinced before entering into the pursuit of jnanam. If at all you had any doubt, the doubt should be resolved. You must be convinced of the fact that jnanam being the only means of moksha. Not because Shastram says, not because I say or you say. Definitely how jnanam is the means of attainment of moksha. That is explained here. So that before entering the second chapter, if you study means, you have a clear understanding, then your pursuit will be 100% committed pursuit. Therefore, Upanishad presents the enquiry now. So, I'll see you later.
Swamini?
Yeah?
Just one doubt. Adesha means instruction. Can it also mean substitution in a different context?
What is it?
Adesha. Can it mean substitution also in a different context?
No. Mangama, actually Adesha means, Adesha literally means rule. Adesha means order, commandment.
Okay.
Order, commandment, instruction. Actually, instruction, so we already take it here. Really speaking, not instruction. Order is the right word. Order.
Okay.
Instruction comes second, later on. Order is the first word. Order, commandment.
Okay. Because
sometimes you can say, the same, the dish is the root. Dish is the root. Mm. So prefix is a, upa. Adeshaha also means teaching. So instruction, advice, they all come.
Okay.
Commandment.
Okay. Thank you.
But what does it mean you asked, Angama?
I was asked because Paribhasha Sutra, Iko guna gunavritti. It said ik is stani, changes existing og. A is adesha, substitute, new letter that comes.
No. Okay, iko yanachi there. I tell you what it is. In the context, I can tell you what it means. Iko yanachi there. Ikaha stane yan adeshaha means adeshaha actually arrival there. Adesha means arrival, not substitute.
That's what that book said. Anyway, okay.
Yeah, the translation, Mangama. This is the problem with English translations.
Okay.
See, varuhai. In the eluthinudai eduthile, mattrandra eluthinudai varuhai. Adesha. Also, intrusion. Adesha also means intrusion. See, one ukkarad. Mangama.
Okay.
சத்ருவத் ஆதேசன மித்ரவத் ஆகமஹ. ஆகமஹ இஸ் கமிங், a new letter comes and sits there, does not push the already existing letter. It's called ஆகமஹ. மித்ரவத் ஆகமஹ சத்ருவத் ஆதேசஹ. ஆதேஷ கம்ஸ் லைக் an enemy, pushes the letter which is already there away. சத்ருவத் ஆதேசஹ மித்ரவத் ஆகமஹ.
Okay.
Sometimes a new letter comes, it does not remove the already existing letter. The new letter comes, it removes the already existing letter. So, rendume the sandhila we come across.
Okay.
So, there adeshaha implies that which comes in the place of what is there already. So, see, for the, what it substitute, they mean, they write the implied meaning. Really speaking, what it means is not substitute.
Okay.
That context, but actually there's no meaning of the substitute is not the meaning of the word adesha.
Okay, thank you. So, thank you.
But then context, it implies that.
Yeah.
Ikahasthane yanbhavati.
Yeah.
Yanaha adeshaha. Means entry of yan in the place of ik.
Yeah.